みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hello, and welcome to Lesson 1 of JapanesePod101.com's new JLPT N3 Prep Course.I'm Jessie, and I'm joined here by...
こんにちは、ナオミです。新日本語能力試験3級のレッスンへようこそ。
This course is designed for those who are preparing for the new Japanese Language Proficiency Test, Level N3 Test. This course contains 13 lessons. Some of you may have noticed the title we used, 新日本語能力試験3級, the new JLPT Level N3.
そうです。2010年から JLPT が新しくなりました。
The JLPT switched over to a new format.
Right. The JLPT used to have four levels, levels 1, 2, 3, and 4, but in 2010 they created a new level that goes between the old levels 2 and 3. This series focuses on N3, that new level. Okay, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Can you please tell us about the JLPT level N3?
はい。N3 は古い2級と3級の間にできたテストです。だから古い2級よりは少し簡単で、古い3級よりは難しいです。
So as we mentioned before, N3 goes between the old levels 2 and 3. It's a little easier than the old level 2 and a little bit harder than the old level 3.
N3, or 新しい3級のレベルは、日常的な場面で使われる日本語をある程度理解することができるレベルなんだそうです。
Those who are at N3 level are able to understand Japanese used in everyday situations to an extent.
テスト時間は140分。
The N3 test is 140 minutes altogether.
3つのセクションがあります。
It contains three different sections, which are
文字と語彙
Kanji and vocabulary. This section is 30 minutes.
文法と読解
Grammar and reading comprehension, and this section is 70 minutes.
それから聴解
Listening comprehension, and this section is 40 minutes. In this prep course for level N3, we will go over kanji and vocabulary in lessons 1 through 3, grammar and reading comprehension in lessons 4 through 8, and listening comprehension in lessons 9 through 13.
そうです。
Let's start with the kanji and vocabulary section. In this section, you are tested on how many words you know, as well as how well you know certain words. There are five types of questions.
このレッスンでは問題1と問題2をします。Or question 1 and question 2 of the kanji and vocab section.
In 問題1, you have to select the correct reading of the kanji, and in 問題2, it's the opposite. You need to select the correct kanji that corresponds to the hiragana.
そうです。問題1のインストラクションは、下線の言葉の読み方として、最も良いものを1、2、3、4、から一つ選びなさい。
Choose the best reading for the underlined word from 1 to 4.
問題2のインストラクションは、下線の言葉を漢字で書くとき、最も良いものを1、2、3、4から一つ選びなさい。
How do you write the underlined hiragana in kanji? Choose the best answer from 1 to 4. In the lesson notes for this lesson, we've included a list of kanji and vocabulary related to daily actions and items used every day.
That's right. You're required to know kanji and vocab that often show up in the daily conversation.
They're grouped by category to make it easier. For example, food and drink, tools and items used in daily life, places, school life, etc.
There are lots of words that you should know.
Yes, there are. This is quite a step up from level N4. So Naomi-sensei.How about we go through each category and review some of the more difficult words and kanji from each?
Sounds like a good idea.
At level N3, you will probably know the meanings of most of these words, but also please remember that you're expected to be able to read the kanji for them as well. Make sure to look up these words and check that you know the corresponding kanji. The first category is words related to food and drink.
For example, 卵
eggs
牛乳
milk
お湯
hot water
お菓子
snacks
and so on.
Next, words for tools or items used in daily life.
雑誌
magazine
新聞
newspaper
記事
article. Next, words for items in the home.
机
desk
窓
window
植木
garden trees or potted plants. Next, words for places.
空港
airport
郵便局
post office
歩道橋
pedestrian bridge
横断歩道
pedestrian crossing.
Actually, 歩道橋 and 横断歩道 are quite difficult.
Right, I think so too. But they contain the same kanji, right?
そうです。歩道 it means 歩く道 or walkway.
Or maybe sidewalk.
じゃあ皆さん、クイズです。Here's a small quiz for you, everyone. 歩道は人が歩きますね。じゃあ、車のための道は？
歩道 is what people walk on. What would you call a street that cars use? Naomi 先生、
はい、
the answer is?
車道。
車 is for 車 or car, and 道 is for 道 or street, road or way.Okay, now let's skip ahead to verbs and adjectives. Here are some verbs that you should know the kanji for.
置く
To put.
As in, カバンをそこに置かないでください。
Please don't put your bag there.
降る
To fall, as in rain or snow.
As in, 雨が降っています。
It's raining.
断る
To refuse.
As in, 断れませんでした。
I couldn't turn it down. Actually, this kanji, 断るis the same kanji as dan in 横断歩道.
Ah, right. This kanji means to cut. Actually, the right side represents an X.
Ah, なるほど. And I can see rice in the box on the left.
But the box is half broken, isn't it? So maybe somebody cut the box with an X to get the rice out. This kanji means to cut or to refuse.
Okay, and lastly, some adjectives.
痛い.
Painful.
涼しい
cool
柔らかい
soft
甘い
sweet
甘い looks like a tongue, doesn't it?
Ah, you're right. I've never noticed that, actually.
And it's said that you sense the sweetness on the very tip of your tongue.
Ah, that could be a good way to remember this kanji.
Right. And 忙しい
busy
is also interesting. The left side of this kanji represents 心
heart or mind.
And right side of this kanji means なくす
to lose.
So when you are busy, you tend to lose your mind.
That's also a good trick for remembering this kanji.
あと、JLPT-N4 の時も言いましたが、単語を覚える時は反対の言葉もチェックしてくださいね。
Yes. This is actually the same advice we gave for level N4, but I think it's really important. When you learn a new word,Please look up the word which has the opposite meaning too, if possible.
Memorizing words that have the opposite meaning as a set.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. 退院
Discharge from a hospital. And the opposite word is?
入院
Admission to a hospital. Let's go through a few more examples.
減る
To decrease. The opposite word is?
増える
To increase.
Here's another one. 濃い
Thick, heavy. And the opposite word is?
薄い
Light. And here's one more.
浅い
Shallow. And the opposite word is?
なんでしょうか答えは PDF に書いてありますので、読んでください。
The answer is in the PDF, so please make sure to check it out. There are also a lot more vocabulary words in that PDF that we didn't have time to go over here.
Make sure to look up any unfamiliar words in the dictionary.
Also, let us know if you have any questions. Well, that just about does it for this first lesson of our JLPT N3 series.
See you in the next lesson. じゃあまた!
Until next time! Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also, find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.